Hi there, welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. We're still on a brief break, so I'm introducing you to another encore episode, one that really speaks to my heart, and I hope you'll give it a listen. I'm going to play one this time and then one next time about my two favorite great uncles and some pretty magical stuff that happened as they were ending their life. It's a really cool message to listen to a whisper of a different kind for people that you love, and the kind of miraculous things that you can do for those people when you listen. So I hope you enjoy, and this is my extra special great uncle Dan. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Today's episode, I want to tell you about one of two of my very favorite great uncles that I have. I've got one in St. Louis, and I'll tell you about him another time. But this is the story of my Uncle Dan. He's my great uncle. He lived in Houston. He's the reason that mid-century furniture is the style that I love, and was somebody that I looked forward to his visit every time he came. He just had an energy that I adored. He was sparkly. He was shiny. He was happy. He had a laugh that drew you in. He always had a twinkle in his eye. And he just had, I don't know, a way about him that made you feel good about yourself. And so they would come up from Houston to Fort Worth when I was a kid. They'd come up almost every Christmas. And they would always bring a really special little present, like perfume or something really girly that I just never got. I was kind of a tomboy, but they brought little girly kind of things. And I just would sit at his feet and listen to him tell me stories all day. I think he's completely why I have a love affair for, you know, really old dudes and their stories. I love to listen to what they have to say and their views on life and, you know, just how their worlds were, especially if they're positive and upbeat. But he just was magical, and he was a commercial artist and a woodworker, and he built his own camera and his own telescope. Like, anytime he wanted something, he didn't have a lot of money, but he would just make it, and he was super talented that way. Like, nothing that he ever wanted, he couldn't figure out how to make. But he did the coolest thing. He loved his wife, my Aunt Billy. He loved her to death. And he told me one time the secret to a great marriage was that they would have one cocktail a night, and they danced a dance every night. Isn't that sweet? And he always wore a hat sort of like Bing Crosby wore. It's one of those old 1940s kind of hats. But their house was just totally mid-century down in South Houston, and I just loved it. And I think that's why I bought my mid-century house in Dallas when I did. But the reason I'm telling you about him is he gave me one of the biggest gifts I've ever gotten. And it sounds strange, but he called me to be with him a few weeks before he died. He'd had cancer and wasn't doing well, but for some reason, and I don't have a great business mind, but for some reason, he wanted me to come down and put together his final will and paperwork and stuff. But because I loved him so much and he asked, I said, sure. I wanted to see him again, and I would do anything for him. So I put on my big girl hat and went down and took care of all that and did a pretty good job of it. And the coolest part was he was, you know, just a few days from passing the last time I saw him. And I'm sitting out in the den, you know, with my cousins who did not understand him at all. It was very strange. He had children that just did not get him. I swear it felt like they were separated at birth or something. Like he brought the wrong ones home from the hospital or something. They just were totally different. They didn't understand him. They didn't appreciate him. I mean, and I just thought he glowed in the dark. He was so magical. So they were talking about, you know, how weird he was being and all that. And I hadn't gotten to go in and see him yet. But I went in and sat with him. And this magical man who was just a few days from dying was talking to the people in the room that had come to get him to help him cross. My Aunt Billy was there. She'd died a few years earlier, and she was sitting at the foot of his bed. I could feel her, but I couldn't see her. And I got goosebumps when he told me about her. He told me where she was, and I could kind of feel it. And this was, like I said, it was like 25 years ago or so. So it was when I was still just early on trying to figure out, you know, what these strange things were that I could kind of feel and see. But he also told me that his mom was there, who I'd never met. And he said, and the chief is in the corner, the really tall Indian chief in a white headdress. And he said, the chief's been here all week, just waiting for me. And he said it was really comforting, and he introduced me to everybody and was talking to them, like having full-on conversations. I couldn't hear what they were saying back, which kind of disappoints me now, but he could. And he was so happy, like he was just joyful in a way that he'd never been, like 10 times more than normal. And a couple of times I would leave the room and I would come back, and one time he was humming to himself and he was painting symphonies on the ceiling with his mind. He was still creating and he was making magic even as he was getting ready to die. And I walked away from that experience with him knowing full well that we are never alone, that we are always guided, that there's always someone that loves us, that's watching out for us, and that we will absolutely not be alone in our last hours before we die. And I think that is the biggest gift he could have ever given me. And he was so sweet. He always called me Sugar Plum. I don't know why. But I just loved to hear him. And I have a video of him somewhere talking and twinkling. And I hope I can find that old high 8 or super 8 millimeter footage somewhere, because that was one man that the world needs to see, my sweet Uncle Dan. Anyway, I just wanted you to meet him and know his gift to me. It helped me get in touch with my gifts more, because now I trust when I feel somebody, because I can do some mediumship stuff. I'm fairly new at it, but I have had the ability to hear from a few people that have passed. And recently a friend told me that a buddy of hers was being taken off life support, and she asked me to just send him some prayers as it was happening. And I had just come off an hour-long meditation, and I just thought I'd send him some love. But what I ended up doing, and it shocked me, I tapped into him. I felt him being taken off life support, and he had MS, so I knew his body was really tense, you know, and his muscles had, you know, just all furled in on themselves. And I literally felt his body unfurl and his muscles start to open, and the relief that he felt and the joy that came with it. And the very last thing I heard was this amazing laugh come out of him, and then he disappeared. And I called my friend Sarah to tell her what had happened. And I didn't know the guy. That was what was so fascinating. I just knew her and loved her, and she loved him. And so I tapped into him, and she said that he had the most amazing laugh. And I know that's what I heard. And I felt him and the relief and the joy that he felt as he was crossing. So I can't wait to keep delving into those mediumship gifts, because one thing that I think I might do down line is maybe become a death doula to help people. There are birth doulas to help you be born. I would really like to be there as a death doula to help people as they cross over, because it's a pretty magical time. It's hard for those that are left behind, but I do want you to know that you do stay in touch with them. And I know if you've listened to my earlier episode about how my granny stays in touch with me, your loved ones are still watching out for you and sending you signs. So on that note, my Uncle Dan, from time to time, will come to me, and I smell him. I smell his pipe tobacco, because he always smoked a pipe, and it was one of my favorite smells from childhood. My grandpa smoked a pipe too, but their tobacco was different, and I literally can tell the difference between the two tobaccos. because my grandpa smoked Sir Walter Raleigh and Uncle Dan smoked a sweeter smelling tobacco. So when I'm thinking of him or I'm missing him, I'll hear some great, you know, 50s song on the radio, or I'll have a really good cocktail and I'll think about him dancing with my Aunt Billy, or I'll smell his pipe tobacco and I know he's just saying hi. And every once in a while, oh, I knew I was going to cry. Every once in a while, I'll hear just a little whisper of him calling me Sugar Plum on a day when I'm really sad and need some love. So, I just wanted to share my sweet Uncle Dan with you. And next time, I will tell you about my big Uncle Gene that lives in St. Louis, because he's another great uncle that twinkled. And he called me to come be with him as he was dying too. And it's the great honor of my life that they both did that. So, that's my story for today. Y'all go have a good cocktail, dance with somebody that loves you, and paint some symphonies on the ceiling while you have a chance. Uncle Dan would like that. Take care. And if you're enjoying listening to the podcast, I really appreciate you, number one, and it would be awesome if you would download and subscribe and leave me a review on whatever platform you're listening on, especially Apple Podcasts, if that's where you listen. And if you could share my podcast with people you think might find it interesting, that would sure help me build my listenership. Thank you so much for being here and for taking the time to do that for me. It means the world to me. And if you'd like to get in touch and find out more information about me, you can find me on Instagram at @Airstream_Oracle, or my website is shannonpinkston.com. Both of those places will have a Linktree link that will take you to my Dragonfly Energy Wellness Facebook community, or there's a link to take you to information on one-on-one intuitive coaching and energy sessions, or a different link if you're interested in on-camera sparkle coaching. I just have a lot of amazing things coming down the line that I'm working up right now, and I would love to have you guys included in all that. So please reach out and leave me an email or join my Facebook group, and let's get busy making some magic in the world.